Okay, I'm here opposite the Water Rats, and I'm very pleased to be in the company of Dave Cowles tonight. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, and thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. Now, I'm familiar with your stuff that you did in the 90s with A House, and you know, we've been playing it a lot on the radio over the years, but since the late 90s, I haven't really known a lot about what you did. It's almost like you sort of disappeared off the radar a little bit. I mean, what have you been up to the last few years?
That's a big question, isn't it? I can just keep talking. Well, we broke up in 1997, right? So in Dublin, we just decided to call it a day. You know, there was no point in going on because we'd kind of pretty much done what we came to do. You know, we had 5 albums and a 12-year career, so, it was, you know, an awful lot of bands just keep going, and some just cease not even knowing they're stopping, if you know what I mean. You know, and all of a sudden they realise that they aren't a band anymore or whatever. But we made a point of breaking up, so I think it's important to do that kind of thing, you know. Anyway, since then, I worked with Brendan Corrigan from the Beautiful South, you know, and we did an album together, and I did an album with Ferd, the guitarist from A House, neither of which actually got released.
Right.
And then I did my first solo album then, and Edwin Collins recorded it for me, so, and that was released, I'd say, about, what, 4 years ago, maybe? And then I've had my second solo album with The Impossible, my new band, and that's flying at the moment.
Yeah, that's great. How did you all get together? How did you know the guys? Were they people that you dealt with in the past, musicians you knew from earlier years?
Ferg, who's the guitarist with A House, he and I are still very close, and he does all my artwork and all that, and so, and kind of musical director, if you like, you know, so, and Edwin Collins, you know, I mean, Edwin produced my first solo album, so, you know, hopefully he'll do another album as well when he gets, you know, well enough to do it, like he will.
Ah, that's great news. Now, just before the interview, I was reeling down a list of times that I'd seen you in the 90s. Is this the first time you've been to the UK for a little while, is it? Or have you been playing recently?
Well, I played, when I was recording Jeans, I played about 3 years ago in the 12 Bar Club.
Oh, right.
So that was interesting because I'd say there was about, you know, whatever, 30 people there maybe, and it was just me and an acoustic guitar, and I was just freshly out of a house, and I'd never really done anything, you know, on my own before. So it was a very nerve-wracking experience, you know, and it's a very, very difficult gig to do with just a guitar, you know. I like instrumentation, and I like noise and clatter and bang and all that. Like, so I'm kind of happier in the midst of surrounded by musicians, you know.
Yeah. Now, I was over in Ireland just before Christmas, and I picked up your album when I was over there, and looking at the news and everything, and we found out that you got nominated for 2 of the Meteor Awards, which is the Irish equivalent of the Brits, isn't it? Now, this is going to be a really dumb question, but we'd love to hear your answer anyway. I mean, how did you feel about the nominations after, you know, after sort of coming back after a few years?
It's just funny, you know, just to, like, they're kind of meaningless, really. I mean, it's just a big industry game, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's great to get them, right? You see, it's like this, right? When you don't get them, right, you moan, right?
Yeah.
And you give it up, and they're worthless, and they're not worth having, right? And then when you get them, you kind of go, oh, yeah, it's great to get them. Of course it is. You still moan, of course, you know, but it's better get them than not get them, obviously, because it's just profile building again, you know what I mean? It is the industry suiting itself, you know what I mean? And
yeah, was it a surprise that the industry over in Ireland took to your new stuff so easily and quickly?
I mean, it was hard work, but we have made a big comeback in Ireland now. You know what I mean? We've got a lot going on over there, which is why it's seeping over here now. You know what I mean? And people are—it's great for the Ashling Foundation to put us on here in the Water Rats. We're very excited about that. Like, it's first gig in London, you know, first gig really outside of Ireland. So, you know, it's great. Like, you know, hopefully now we're going to get the album released here because we have PR people coming down and radio pluggers and all that tonight to see us. And then we just need a distribution company now to fit the whole package together, right? Then we get the album released here, and then we come back and tour here, you know. Well, I would imagine it wouldn't be too an extensive tour, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I've played in a house in my former incarnation. I've played like every single town in England, I would imagine, you know. But,
I mean, that was going to bring me on to my next question. I mean, what are your plans for the future? Obviously, you'd like to bring the album out in the UK, but are there plans to do any more writing? Are you doing more writing at the moment and recording?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm kind of an album ahead. I'm kind of writing the next album, but I'm only starting to promote this one, you know, which is okay. It's healthy enough, you know. So, yeah, the UK is really where we're at. Like, and I'd love to make things happen here, because if we can make it happen here, seriously, that goes back tenfold back to Ireland as well, you know what I mean? So, and in the States as well, that would be magnificent as well, of course.
Yeah, that's great. And you're doing some production again with the Frank and Waters, is that right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, the boys, you know, I produced their Grand Parade album, and I did their first singles.
That's
so,
right, remember,
in a way, yeah. I kind of brought the Frank and Waters to the world. I don't know, you know, when I'm with them, I'm not sure whether that was a good idea or not. I'm joking now, of course. Needless to say, as I'm producing their new album.
Yeah.
well, not kind of executive production level, you know what I mean? So they've kind of recorded it now, but I'm going down to Cork now. They're in Clonakilty or somewhere like that, like, and they've finished recording it, so I'm going down to throw a critical eye over it.
It must be nice to be asked, you know, and coming back after all these years to do it again, really. Obviously got fond memories of the previous ones.
Well, I think it's the whole Grand Parade thing. I think they feel probably that's their strongest album, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of the fans do as well, and I think it's the most successful record, and I produced that, so yeah. I think they wanted to kind of, like, you know, touch of the old magic. If it was me at all, I don't think it was, but however, you know, I'll be able to help them if I can, you know.
That's great. Well, it's good to see you keeping busy anyway. We're looking forward to a great deal to tonight. It's been a long time since we saw you live, so I hope you have a really good gig tonight and enjoy yourself. Thanks very much for having us.
We're very excited about the whole thing altogether, aren't we, Pete?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Cheers.